Let us pray. Gracious God, as we open your word today, open our hearts also. Teach us to pray as Jesus prayed, with honesty, with trust, with love. Shape us not only in words, but in spirit and in truth. May we draw near to you now, and may your presence draw near to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. We see in our gospel reading the disciples make a vulnerable request. They begin with a simple question, a longing, a humble moment of honesty. Lord, teach us to pray. The disciples had seen something in Jesus, a depth and intimacy with God that moved them. Not just that he prayed, but how he prayed. There was something different about the way Jesus slipped away into quiet places, the way he looked to heaven, the way prayer shaped his very being, and they wanted it too. And let's be honest, many of us still do. As Roy touched on a few weeks ago on prayer for many of us isn't necessarily easy. It can feel like pressure or performance or silence. We wonder if we're doing it right, if we're saying the right words, if God is even listening. But Jesus responds to that uncertainty with kindness. Not a lecture, not a formula, but a prayer, a way, a path. Jesus starts not with our needs, but with God's name. Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. We begin with God. Not because God needs our praise to wake up and listen, but because we do. We need to remember God is God. We are not. Prayer begins with realignment. It hallows God's name, not to butter God up, but to center us in truth. And that's why even asking for help is an act of worship. It is worship to say, I need help. I'm not in control. You are God, and I trust you. Some Christian teaching has implied that we must earn the right to ask by first piling up praises. But Jesus teaches us otherwise. The Lord's Prayer begins with reverence, yes, but then moves quickly to need. Give us, forgive us, lead us. God doesn't need to be warmed up. He's already leaning in. He's already listening. So why do we pray? To give thanks? To ask for help? Yes, both, always. The Lord's Prayer begins brings reverence and raw needs into one breath. God's holiness and our hunger belong in the same sentence. And Jesus doesn't separate them. You can come to God with nothing but your desperation. And that itself hallows his name. Because when we ask for help, we declare who God is. A generous, present Father. In just a few short lines, Jesus ties our deepest needs to God's unwavering generosity. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins. Lead us. Each line holds a promise. Not of prosperity or perfection, but of presence, of provision, of mercy. We pray not to control outcomes, but to be reminded that God provides, God forgives, and God leads. Before Jesus ever gave us the words of the Lord's Prayer, he showed us the life of prayer. Prayer wasn't a tool Jesus used, it was the breath he breathed. Every significant moment in his life was shaped by communion with the Father, sometimes in public, often in secret. If we want to learn how to pray, we don't just listen to his words, we watch his life. In the wilderness, before Jesus preached a sermon or healed a body, he spent 40 days in silence, in hunger, in solitude, in battle. He prayed through temptations, not to avoid weakness, but to walk through it with God. Prayer prepared him, not just to speak for God, but to trust God. On the mountainside, before choosing his disciples, before forming the very community that would change the world, Jesus prayed all night. Prayer gave him clarity for calling. It wasn't a spiritual checklist, it was a relationship before responsibility. At the table, even in the simple moment, like a shared meal, Jesus gave thanks. Bread, wine, ordinary things became sacred in prayer. Prayer isn't just for emergencies, it's for presence, for seeing holiness in the everyday. In Gethsemane, here is Jesus in agony. Sweating blood, pleading for another way, yet saying, not my will, but yours. This is not polite, polished prayer. This is a prayer that aches. Prayer doesn't fix everything instantly. It keeps us faithful when nothing feels certain. Jesus didn't pray to avoid suffering. He prayed to walk through it, with the Father at his side. And finally at the cross, even in his final breath, Jesus prayed, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. His life ends with prayer, just as it was sustained by prayer. Even death wasn't the last word, because his whole life had been a conversation with the God of resurrection. So when Jesus teaches us to say, Father, hallowed be your name, he's not handing us a cold instruction. He's welcoming us into the life he lived, a life that prays with its quiet, whether it be in quiet or whether it was in crowds. A life that prayed when it's joyful and when it's torn open. A life that listens, that surrenders, that trusts. And if Jesus needed that kind of prayer, how much more do we? And what does Jesus say? God gives in response to our prayers. How much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Not just the thing we ask for, but something deeper, more enduring. God gives himself. The real power of prayer is not in getting what we want, it's in being shaped by what we receive, God's Spirit. So I want you to think about your prayer practice for this week. Every day I invite you this week to take one line from the Lord's Prayer and let it shape you. Father, hallowed be your name. What helps you to remember who God is? Your kingdom come. What in your world needs healing or justice? Give us each day our daily bread. What are your real needs today? Forgive us, Is there someone you need to forgive? Lead us. Where are you being invited to trust? Let prayer not be something you strive to do perfectly. Let it be something that forms you patiently. So today, ask, not because God is reluctant, but because he's ready. Seek, not because God is hidden, but because we are often distracted. Knock, not to wake God up, but to let him in. The door will open. And when it does, we may not find what we planned, but we will find something better. God's presence, God's spirit, God's peace. And in that presence, we are changed. Prayer does not change God. Prayer changes us. Amen.